First, I want to start with the classroom, and I want to talk a bit about the observational framework, and in particular something we call the instructional core. The instructional core has three aspects to it. First, the teacher. Second, the student. And third, the content. And these three ideas work together in a triangle that is very interactive and very dynamic, and truly is where the learning and the result of the hard work of the teachers and the students and those who write the curriculum comes to fruition. The instructional core has several principles. The first one is that increases in student learning occur only as a consequence of improvements in either the level of the content, what's being taught to the children, the skill and the knowledge of the teachers and how they do this, and finally, whether students are engaged. Are they paying attention? Are they involved? A second principle of the instructional core is that if you change one element of the instructional core, you have to change the other two. It's almost as if they were in a dynamic triangle, and if we tweak on one side, we will then necessarily affect the other side. So if we change what teachers teach, they'll have to teach differently. If we change how students are engaged, the teacher or the content might need to change. So how do I know what the instructional core really looks like? Well, I want to talk to you and I want to share with you some tools for how you can focus in on the instructional core.